morning. We had a busy evening at our house last night as Ryan was preparing to head out and everything going on. I think I've had about 2 hours worth of sleep, and I think Donna didn't go to bed till 8:30 this morning. So she has to work this evening. So I don't have anybody for children's church right now. So kids, you're just going to have to hold tight. But I don't anticipate preaching really long because I don't think my eyes can focus real well. But Ryan had a very early flight, and there was a lot going on. So covet your prayers for all three of my boys. Jason will be leaving on the 3rd to go back to Fort Bragg, and then probably about 2 weeks later or so after that, he'll be leaving for Afghanistan. And Chris is still currently healing up from his surgery. He had shoulder surgery 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago now. And he's healing up, doing better, but he's still not comfortable by any means. So, can I just cover that? I got feedback coming here. Shut off these mics. Okay. We're going to look at the Gospel of Luke. Chapter 12, starting with the 35th verse. We're going to read 35 through 40. As we go here, I just want to remind you that it's been my custom since I went and got my pastoral ministry degree that every January I would preach on stewardship. Granted, it's not January yet, but I am starting my four-part stewardship series this Sunday. So let's take a peek. Luke chapter 12, starting with the 35th verse. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like men waiting for their master return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It would be good for those whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let the house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word, and we ask right now that Your Holy Spirit would just open up Your Word for us. Lord, that as I preach this morning, each person here would be encouraged and blessed. And Lord, that Your name would be the one lifted up and glorified. Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I titled this one, Stewardship and the Boy Scouts. Why? What's the motto of the Boy Scouts? Anybody, any former Boy Scouts out there?
Be prepared. Be prepared.
Absolutely. That's why I have my Leatherman on me. That's why I got a bottle of oil in my pocket. That's why I carry a Bible in my car and have one in my office and in my bedroom and on my computer. Okay, you get the idea? I keep stuff in my car for emergencies. I've got tools, duct tape. I learned that as a kid in the Boy Scouts. Be prepared. I went on a camping trip and my bag was always heavier than everybody else's. And nobody could figure out, except when they needed something, I'd say, I got that. I had... I'm losing parts. I'm the guy who had an extra length of rope. An extra pocket knife, extra waterproof matches, extra Ziploc baggies, extra toilet paper. You laugh. Being prepared is important. And that's what Luke is trying to get across to us here. As he reports to us the words of Jesus. Okay, this isn't even just Luke speaking here, but he's reporting this is what Jesus said. And Jesus said for us to be dressed, ready for service. That sounds like be prepared. We're to be dressed and ready for service. You know, sometimes I'm not always dressed right away after I get up. I've been known to go sit at my computer and have nothing but my jammies on. And then somebody's come to the door, not. I don't get to the door real quick. My jammies are not for public viewing. I have to run to my bedroom and get dressed and get ready so that I can answer the door. Now, this isn't even my master coming. This is just any old person showing up. But here we need to recognize that we're servants. And our master is coming. And we need to be dressed and ready for when he shows up. We need to be prepared. You can't really do a good job of serving somebody while you're trying to get your pants on and button your shirt and make sure everything's all together and where it's supposed to be. You know, you go through the self-checks. Yep, okay. By the time you get to the door, you say, where you been? I've been standing out here, my arm's full. Whatever. Why didn't you open the door? Like, you knew I was coming. Why weren't you ready? That's not what we want to hear. At least I don't. See, the fact of the matter is, we need to remember that we are servants. That's what we're told, to be dressed and ready to serve. That's our job. So many times we get confused and we think, oh, we're supposed to be the ones getting served. After all, that's what we think God's for, isn't we? Oh God, please help me right now. I need, I want. Isn't that the way you pray? I know it's the way I often pray. But instead, what we're supposed to be doing is saying, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, what is it you wish? What is it you want? What is it you need of me?" That's supposed to be our prayer. That's supposed to be our attitude. But we forget that we're servants. Especially here in America. Who likes being a servant? Some people do. Not many. Because we're told today that being a servant is somehow less. It's not. Being a servant of the Lord is the highest thing that we could actually ever achieve. But we're told to be dressed and ready for service for Him. Be dressed. Ready for service. And to keep our lamps burning. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't keep lamps around the house anymore. I've got electric light switches and I can flip them on and off. And if I want light, I got it. I just hit the switch. That wasn't the way it used to be. If you wanted light, you had to get out the oil lamp. You had to make sure the wick was in the oil. You had to have enough out of the oil that you could light it. Then you had to light it. Now, they didn't have quick strike matches. They didn't have Bic lighters. They didn't have blow torches. Had a piece of steel and a piece of flint. Maybe not even steel. Maybe just a couple of rocks. If you're really poor. But they would have some ferrous object, something with metal, iron in it, and some flint type, and strike it until you get a light. Now that's not easy. So once you get the fire going, you want to keep it going because it's a lot of work to get it started. Then you got to take that fire and light your lamp. Now if you don't have that already, it's real hard to do in the dark. So most people just didn't do it. Once you shut the light off, it was out for the night. But we're told to keep our lamps burning. Well, in order to keep our lamps burning, we've got to pay attention to them. We've got to fill them with oil. We've got to trim the wick. We've got to, just take care of it. It's not like a light bulb. Oh, that one's busted. Get a new one, put it in. Works now. It was a whole lot more work. Oh, I need more oil for my lamp. Well, I got to go get oil. So that means I need to keep oil in stock. I can't just have what I got in my lamp. I got to have extra so I can fill it later. This takes planning. Forethought. It's called being prepared. Now the neat thing here is that this also stands for the Holy Spirit quite often. The oil of the lamp. And the light of the Holy can often stand for, spiritually speaking, the Holy Spirit residing within us. Are we keeping ourselves filled with the Holy Spirit? That's our lamp. That's what's actually being talked about here. We're not talking about the normal form of light. We're talking about the spiritual form of light. In one sense, keep your lamps burning, like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. Okay, so we're dressed and we're ready to go. We're waiting. We got the lights on. Dressed. I forgot to tell you what to get dressed in. Anybody know where to find that? Ephesians. Talks about something we're supposed to be wearing. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18 tells us that we're supposed to be wearing the armor of God. Be dressed. Be dressed in the armor of God. Be filled with the light of the Holy Spirit. And then you're ready to serve when the Lord knocks. When He comes to you and says, I need you to do this. Now sometimes, the Lord comes and knocks. And you know what? We're not dressed. We don't have our lamp lit. And we're all getting ready to go and we come out and we, by the time we get dressed and then we get the lamp lit, we come out and there's nobody there. Stupid neighbor kids playing ditch on me again. No. We weren't ready when the Lord asked, so He passed us by. We're to be ready when the Lord is ready. Not our timing, His timing. Okay? It's in the Lord's timing, not our own. Because we don't know when He's going to return. Could be the second watch. Could be the third watch. Well, what's the watch? How many watches do you need to wear, Pastor? No. We're talking about different sections of the night here. First watch would be early in the evening. Maybe right after sunset. You know, if you got a 12-hour night time, dark period, you'd probably put it in a three, four-hour sections. Roughly. And those would be called the three watches. So the third watch is really early in the morning. Second watch is like usually about the time I go to bed. Some of you folks go to bed like as soon as first watch hits and are up. You know, about the time third watch is starting. You're all crazy. But what God is telling us here is that no matter what time He's coming, we need to be alert and ready. Fact of the matter is, we can't be standing at the door 24 hours a day. We do need to rest. But if we're prepared, if we know He's coming and we're dressed and we just lay down for a nap, just to rest, and we have the light, the lamp lit, but maybe we just turn the wick down just a little bit so it's not quite as bright while we rest. But as we wait, so that when He calls, He knocks, we don't have to get dressed already. We're already dressed. We don't have to light the lamp. It's already lit. We just turn it up. And let the light really shine. See, that's what we're supposed to do when our Master comes and asks service of us. And remember, when He's asking service, He's not asking as, oh, would you please do this? It's of somebody who's asking a favor. This is the one who literally owns us. Bought with the blood. We are His servants. We are indeed also His brothers and sisters. But He owns us. We need to see that the stewardship is about. You see, The Lord wants us to be ready for when He comes. And He's not telling us when it's going to happen. And it's going to be different for each one of us. Sometimes we're talking about here about being called to acts of worship or acts of service here on the earth, about doing things for the Lord, where He's going to come and knock on the door and have a task for us. He's going to come in and be with us and guide us through something. Sometimes what's actually going to be happening is it'll be our time to leave this earth and go and be with the Lord. That is, we will die on the body and live eternally with Him. And none of us know when we're going to go. Anybody here have their kickoff date written down someplace? I mean, God sent you a telegram, said this is when you're going to go, be ready then? I didn't think so. Some of us here are saying, well, I think I'm getting close. Well, we're all getting closer. And it's true. Some of us here are closer than others. But it might surprise us who's actually closest. Might it not? Yeah. So we're told to be ready. And the neat thing is that He tells us that if we are ready, if we do serve Him well, He has something for us. A reward that is just literally unimaginable is that the Master will serve the servant. He will clothe us in special garments and tell us to sit, to recline at the table. And then He will serve us. That's the Lord's blessing of salvation. That's the Lord bringing us into the kingdom of heaven. That's the Lord bringing us to that renewed and right relationship with the Father. And so much more. He has these things for us. That's therefore good stewards. More so than it's there for those who are poor stewards. Okay? Salvation is there for absolutely each and every Christian. No matter how good or bad a steward you are, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will have eternal salvation. But we're also told that if we're poor stewards, that we're going to have to answer for that to Him. The Lord has told us to do these things. To be dressed. To light our lamps. To watch for the right time so that we're ready no matter what time He comes. You should probably even be watching that the thief won't get in and steal that which is our Lord's. And we need to be ready for that time of His unknown. We need to be prepared. That's why I liken stewardship to the Boy Scouts. It's all about being prepared. You see, the point of being prepared isn't to have something ready in case something would happen, but never use it. The point is to use it if it's needed, and to make sure that if it is needed, you have it there. Because you know that sooner or later that it will be needed. Anybody here ever have first aid training? Anybody here ever have to use first aid training? You will need it sooner or later. To be prepared. We will need it. This is what the Lord's not just recommending or requesting, suggesting, or asking. It's what He's commanding us to do. Be prepared. Be prepared for your Lord and what it is He has for you. That is the essence of good stewardship. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You give us that which we need to be prepared, that we don't have to seek elsewhere. That You give us Your Word. You give us the Holy Spirit. And You give us the gifts and abilities that we need in order to be prepared and to do Your will. So, Lord, we ask that You help each of us to remember to be prepared, not to let our preparedness slide, to keep our lamps trimmed and full of oil, to continually be putting on the new armor of God each day, and not to be running around without it, counting upon the door to keep out. Give us the time that we need to put it on. Lord, help us to be prepared to serve You as Your good stewards. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand as we close by singing, "Our God Reigns."